Well, hi everybody. I'm Nancy, and I am a compulsive, grateful compulsive overeater, and grateful to be at this program, in this program, and really grateful to be at this meeting today. I appreciate Anne asking me to share today. And I probably couldn't have always said that. It's probably fairly recent that when she asked me, my heart just went yes, I'm grateful for that. And so I thought for sure I wouldn't show up at all nervous. And I have maybe a, you know, I have a little nervous, right? But it is so, it doesn't come close to what I have experienced in the past. And that is such a sign of my recovery. That's such a sign of just being okay, being in my own skin. I want to share this. First, I want to share that, had it been yesterday morning, it would have been much better because yesterday morning I woke up and I felt good and I had a great meditation. And this morning I've got a little something going on and my meditation wasn't as great as it was yesterday, but I'm really playing with you about that. Again, my recovery teases me that we can show up, period. Just show up. And these rooms are so safe. The truth is I can't do anything wrong, as I share with you today, is my experience. And I won't be able, I am just going to be able to touch on some of my the promises of this program and the recovery of this program, just barely touch on it. I would need a lot more time if I were gonna really express all the gifts of this program. And that said, also, please take what you like, leave the rest behind. This is my experience, strength, and hope. And I did want to share with you, my sponsor has been doing a two-way prayer. I've been doing it in the mornings. I've been doing it for maybe a few months. And then I decided I wanted to, I used to use writing. Writing has been an amazing tool for me in this program. It in the early days, oh my goodness, so much healing came from it. It is an amazing tool for me. And so I hadn't been doing it much and for lately and probably for a long time. And so I decided to add stream of consciousness kind of writing, just a blank page and see what comes up while I'm doing the two-way prayer. And I'm really enjoying that. So today I asked my higher power, what did he want to share with me today? And he's really not a he, but it's just pa my pattern. Okay. It's just my history. Just like when I say God, it's higher power, it's spirit, it's source, it's for me, all those things. But I was raised Catholic. God's a three-letter word. It's easier to say. And I just really do it out of habit more than anything. And I use HP a lot. So I asked God, what did he want to tell me today regarding speaking today at the meeting? And this is God's answer. Go be a child of God. Share among your fellows. Give them the gift of you and not you. Trust me that they will be lifted up by your generosity of spirit. Show love. And I just love that. I just love that answer. I wanted to qualify a little bit. I am 50 pounds. I've been in program a little over 40 years. I'm 50 pounds down from my top weight. And for the most part, over these 40 years, I've kept that 50 pounds off. I have had some relapses, not many. I can gain as much as 20 pounds in a relapse, but it tends to come off pretty quickly once I get back to program, get back to most of the times I've stayed in the room, some of the times I leave. But when I get back to the rooms, really, when I get back in the rooms and then it just becomes obvious what the next indicated step is. So 50 pounds down. Some 30 years ago, God removed binging for me. I used to be the type that would, unzip my pants and make room for more. And whether I was at home or in a restaurant, and then eventually it became stretch pants so I could do that. And And again, he re God removed binging over 30 years ago. Today, I love to eat healthy. I really love to eat healthy. And that's as opposed to what I used to do, which was large quantities of fast foods. And so that's a gift of this program. You know, it got me in touch with how I like to eat and how I like to care for my body. So I'm grateful for that. And at the same time, 30 some years ago, I was given the gift from my higher power of a cutoff before I get full. So my body doesn't like to eat to the point of getting full. I have this cutoff before, and it just makes my meals so satisfying and I feel so good. I don't consciously do it. It just it's a gift. It's a gift that I get to cut off right before I get full. And it's just a wonderful feeling. I haven't dieted for over 40 years, you know, so no yo-yoing up and down. I, you know, don't pay attention to ads. I don't read all the ads, all that stuff I used to do, you know. It's just, it doesn't show up. I don't even think about it. And I'm grateful for that, really grateful for that. You know, and at the same time, I just love to, I wanted to mention this, which is like I'm so happy for the people that have lost weight with Ozempic. And I share it just because I love sharing that. That's like a sincere feeling for me. So I don't have judgment about people that have lost weight with Ozempic or whatever, but I love noticing that I'm just tickled for those people, whether they're celebrities or friends. I'm just tickled for them that they get to walk around in a thin body. And I don't do anything with it beyond that, you know. I don't have a no for me about something like that, but again, just like diets, it isn't in my consciousness. You know, I love what I'm doing and what I'm doing is working for me. And but at the same time, if for any reason I got the impress and what I felt was either a message from God or from my doctor or whatever, I don't like taking medications I don't have to take. But again, it's really nice to not have to have it be one way. I don't mean for me, I just mean that in general, in life, I'm learning that. So anyway, I love sharing that. In terms of qualifying, I'm always healing emotionally and I'm growing spiritually. I love to remember and recognize the threefold nature of our disease that I was taught when I first came in these rooms, you know, emotional, spiritual, and physical legs of that stool to keep that stool up. And emotional spiritual recovery in the early days that really pulled me out of my bottom that I had when I came to program. Saying my internet connection is unstable, but you're still hearing me. If I need to, I'll just turn off my video. But just let me know if I stall or you don't hear me. You know, and so yes, threefold nature of the disease. And physical continues to be the hardest for me. I checked out from my body. I checked out from my body when my mom died suddenly when I was 12, and I was very close to my mom. My example that I give is before my mom died, I used to come home from school, grab her brush, go into the living room, and brush her hair as I talked about how my day was. And usually it always had something up. I was a very sensitive kid, loved school, loved my friends, didn't love school, but loved my friends. But I still, there was always something that hurt my feelings, whatever. And I would talk it out with my mom, and then I would feel good. And then I could just go out and play. So after my mom died, I would come home from school, throw my books on the counter, make four peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and go sit in front of the TV. And often I would go back and make more. And my best friend's mother said I could no longer go over to their house after school because I ate too much food. And I say that just as an example of how I turned to food. And then 6 months later, I was molested by my grandfather. And, I was so checked out really from my body when my mom passed that I still don't know to the degree that that affected me, except I know it did and it does. And I do think both those things, for me, they are examples of why I haven't been able to take the additional 40 to 50 pounds off that I'd like to take off. Hiding in my body was my refuge, and it was armor. Who was it armor? And it's not easy. It's not easy. And whether I lose that weight or not is totally in my higher power's hands. I keep doing what I learned to do in these programs, and sometimes it's a hard lesson and sometimes it's an easy one, but it's basically continue to stay in the rooms and continue to work the program to the best of my ability. I gotta leave that in God's hands, whether I lose the rest of my weight. I want to tell you a little story. Let me look at my time. So I've been working with my sponsor for 2 years, and I have the most, have such a gift in my sponsor, and it's a gift that I was brave enough to ask her to be my sponsor. And she said to me, "Well, I'm full, but if you'll really do the work, I'll sponsor you." Smartest thing she could say to me. And we've done a lot of work in the last 2 years, and we're on six and seven. And so for the last 2 months, I call it boot camp. She's been having me do these forms. One is called Recovery Bingo, and one is called Growing Up Bingo. Recovery Bingo is 15 check boxes, and Growing Up Bingo is 19 check boxes. And I check these boxes every night, what I did or didn't do, and turn it in every night. And it was starting to. Well, I started to check out about it. It was starting to get on automatic, and I was uncomfortable. It didn't feel like it was working for me. And I wrote in one of my two-way prayers, I wrote, I'm tired of chasing the better me. And more, I did more and more of that searching in terms of what were my feelings about that. And then as I saw that showing up, I bravely shared some of this with my sponsor. And just this, we do a once a week Zoom call. So just a few days ago, and I said to her, I said to her, "I know your answer before I say this, but," I said, "I really just want to be a work in progress." And, I pictured her answer being, "Oh, you are a work in progress, Nancy. I have not arrived in any way, shape, or form." And we giggled about that. And but it really opened it up because and I share it because, first of all, I was trusting my instincts about what was showing up for me about it. And I learned how to do that in these rooms. And I trusted my sponsor. And what was happening to me is that I wasn't feeling like myself. I was feeling like I was someone down the line, like I was supposed to be someone down the line where I was better than where I was. And so I wasn't comfortable. And I, comfortable being me, I wasn't feeling like I was being me. And that's such a valuable thing for me that I got in these rooms. They said, "Let us," when I first came in, "let us love you until you can love yourself." And that's exactly what happened to me. And, I fell in love with myself. I love who I am so much. And it's not I love myself because of this or that. I just love me. I love being me. Well, first of all, it's an amazing privilege. You know, there's one of the that shows up in our four today, and I forget who the quote was from. Joseph Campbell, someone like that, maybe. Maybe it shows up unknown, but it's something like the privilege of a lifetime is to be who you are. And I believe that so much. I believe I was given the gift of that privilege in these rooms, and it is extremely valuable to me. So it was no longer okay for me to be hanging out where I wasn't. I needed to hang out where I was, which is this work in progress.
Just Nancy, just under 4.5 minutes left.
Thank you so much. You know, at first with those lists, I was striving to do really good and do as many of those check boxes as I could. And then as time went on, I was purposely, I mean, not defiantly, but I truly was purposely checking less and less. I just didn't want my life to be about where you should be. I just didn't want my life to be about that. And so anyway, we had a great conversation, and I got to share all that, and we did away with the forums, which is freaking fantastic. And I happen to be doing this. I don't know if you guys have heard of this, the 12-day temporary sponsorship that I've been hearing a little bit in rooms. And it's all based on one of our pamphlets, which is, I think, where do I start or something. And so we're doing that together. And what's my point of that? Oh, so one of them is to come up with an action plan. So I was so excited about that because just again, 2 days ago, because then I could come up with my own action plan, not the action plan I was given. And I did come up with my own action plan, and it's perfect and it's right on, and it does involve stretching, but it's starting from the place of where I'm at. And, you know, I know. Well, first of all, I don't have to be any different than I am today. However, I do believe in the kind of scientific idea that we either expand or contract. We never stay still. I think I've proven that plenty of time. And so it's natural in me to want to do better. But it's got to come from where I'm at today. And that has always worked for me. My progress has always come from there. So my sponsor says we've taken off the training wheels. We are now doing it organic, which because she heard me that that's how I need to do it. And again, the fact that I could even, in a grown-up way, have this conversation with my sponsor is really an example of my recovery as well, and an example of how I care and respect my care about myself and respect myself today. And those are all like miracle things for me. You just have to know that. You know, I was pretty, you know, I worked real hard to look hip, slip, and cool on the outside for a long time in my life. And for a long time, that probably looked that way. And then it started to not look that way. But on the inside, you know, it wasn't that way at all. And on the inside, it is that way. It is that way. With that, I'm able to kind of open my arms wide for whatever continued recovery my higher power has in mind for me, not what my sponsor has in mind for me. And I say that with this huge love and respect for my sponsor, but it's what my higher power has in mind for me. And I just want to wrap up by, I made a, just a couple notes so I don't forget. So what do I, let me, yeah. Must work a throw. Oh, I did want to share this. That is that in my recent work with my sponsor, I have found a new respect for my disease, that I must protect against it with all the tools at my disposal. I must work a thorough program to keep my disease at bay. It's the old saying that the road gets narrower, and that's true. And in these 2 years, and I'll wrap up, in these 2 years, I've had amazing growth, amazing growth. Like, I'm so okay where I'm at, and God, HP knows that. You know, I put a ceiling on my recovery lots of times and say, God, this is good enough. But it's just not how it works, and it's not where my higher power is at. And so, you know, I render and I open my arms wide. What do I have here? I'm 74. I'm going to be 74 soon. It's up to HP if I lose more weight. Completely up to HP. What I can do is do the footwork. And again, along the lines of what I do that works, I work with my sponsor. I work with the steps. And most importantly, by far, I improve my conscious contact with my higher power. More meditation and prayer time, more surrender, complete surrender. With this, I'm able to allow the joy to return daily to a life that is happy, joyous, and free. And I want one other thing that I skipped over because I love this is true for me. What else I do that works, and what I do mostly that works is share my heart's desires with my higher power. This is my strength. This produces results in this area of surrender and humility. Thanks so much for letting me share with you today. Thanks for being here.